Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, The Messenger. Again, we have a podcast designed to help you get in touch with the magnificent creator that will show you all that you are actually looking for. The opening tune, Just Go Have a Talk with God, a very, very fitting tune, because that's all this ministry wants you to do. Just go have a talk with God, not your neighbor, not your pastor, or not anybody else. You have that talk with God, and he will give you the words and the guidance that you're going to need to help spread his message that he is a right now God, and he is a real God. So before we go any further, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others my big brother, The Messenger. How are you doing tonight, Brother Messenger?
Bless you, my brother. I'm doing just fantastic, man. I had my talk, so all is well.
Amen.
Hey, you know what, Brother Messenger?
What's that, my
brother? If I could take 30 seconds before we start, again, just to start off with how good the Creator is. Personal moment. I've got a son, 35 years old. His desire, his yearning in life is to play football. Most people think at 35, there's no need in trying. But he hung on to that. He held on to that. And as a proud father, again, not being my desire, but his desire, the Creator has allowed him to take his desire to the next level. He got drafted by a semi-pro team in Detroit and in Georgia, I'm sorry. And the beautiful thing about it is even at the draft, he went middle of the road, which means he's got a real good opportunity if the Creator, if that's what the Creator has in store for him, to go ahead and live his love of playing football. So I ask everybody, November 1st, he reports to camp. As everybody who hears this podcast speaks nothing but positivity into the atmosphere and let the Creator do what he does. So that's my shout out to my son. I'm proud of you, Kenny. Couldn't be more proud of you than I am right now. You've been given the opportunity you worked hard for. Now it comes to fruition. Let's go out there and show them what a 35-year-old linebacker with 10 years built up inside of him to hit another football player is about to come to fruition. So my soul is glad for him, and I feel sorry for the first couple of running backs that he got to put his pads on. I ask everybody speak nothing but positive thoughts into the atmosphere for my son, and let's watch him do his thing.
All amen. Right, amen. Bless you and congratulations to fine young man. But that's just another example. I'm glad you brought that up because it is an example to show what belief in who you are and whose you are can do. And as we've said, as we've said so many times throughout our different podcasts, we come hard at church and religion and stuff. But what we have to understand, even with them, is you do establish, even though you're kind of looking at it from a different angle, and because you're looking at it from a different angle, you're not seeing the full glory of what it is that you possess. And what we have to understand is his dedication and non-wavering. Non-wavering. When you waver, what you do is you start to have different things go out into the universe. And when it goes out into the universe is trying to fulfill what it is that you want. But because we are constantly changing our mind, this is why it takes us so long to achieve the things in which we want to achieve, because we speak it, but then we speak so many other different things that the universe has to juggle and try to get to you what it wants. And this is why it takes us such a long time to achieve what it is that we're trying to achieve. But I do know that that was that brother's desire. I would have to say, just knowing how the spirit works, that it was his desire. And there was some time, just like with all of us, we kind of put it on the back burner. And when we put it on the back burner, what we do is slow it down. But with him having that desire and that steadfast mind that this is what he wants. And this is an example to let us all know that we can be and we can do just what it is that we desire. The word tells you that God said that he will give you the desires of your heart. And he is not just saying these things. Now, there are things that are being said that he didn't say. But when we come to understand just who God is and just who God is in us, then we can begin to put these things into motion. And we have to understand, one of the things we've talked about so many times is we've got to understand that it's just not about money. And a lot of times we think that if we don't get the riches that we claim that we want, that God is not at work. Even though each and every day we're able to get up, go out, and come back in safely, there had to be something that's working for you to allow you to do this. And even those that got up and went out and was not able to come back in, it was part of their destiny. And this is something that we have to understand and better come to the knowledge of just who it is that we are. And a lot of times we like to say, oh, some people die so young. It was what they wanted. It was what happens when the mind, body, and soul got together, and then they decided that this is what it is. And what we have to understand, sometimes the mind and the body does not want to participate with the soul. And throughout the course of your life, the soul, which is the God in you, normally takes a back seat. And it gives you that opportunity so that you can create and be just who it is you want to be. But when that time comes, and no one knows that time but the soul, And when that time comes, there is nothing that the body and the mind can do to prevent it. So this is why it's important for us to get in touch. We, you know, we speak about the Holy Trinity, and we have the Holy Trinity: mind, body, and soul, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Trinity that everyone talks about. And this is why we have to come to the knowledge and stop allowing religion, allowing other people to tell you about you, to tell you about your God in you. How can they know better about your relationship with you and God than you know? And if you and God are such on a relationship basis where you've come to know who God is, how can they tell you better than you can tell? What stranger can tell you better about your best friend? What person can tell you about your mother, your father? Because this, oh, God is all of this. He is the provider. He is wisdom inside of us that allows us to be able to go out and do the things and have the things and be the things that we want. And how can we accept the fact that somebody else is talking to him about you?
Training. If you've trained to believe that. But again, when you stop and you understand that, and you hear a lot of people say, have that personal relationship with God. But see, I think that they get confused on what the personal relationship should be. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the organized fashion, their personal
mm-hmm.
relationship, they talk to you about a personal relationship, but the personal relationship they speak to you about still requires you to come to regular assemblies and meetings. And that's not
mm-hmm.
a personal relationship.
That's correct.
I talk to him when I talk to him. I talk to him uh-huh. how I talk to him. He knows me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be proper. I don't have to memorize a prayer. I don't have to go to seminary
mm-hmm.
school to learn how to pray. All I have to do is talk to the Father, because before the words come out, he's already enveloping me.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows what
mm-hmm.
I'm about to say. So when
mm-hmm.
we start talking at we're gonna take you and teach you. I see on Facebook a lot of times people print simple prayers. Well, that might be your simple prayer, because it's your
mm-hmm.
simple prayer. That don't mean me and the Creator communicate in that manner.
That's correct.
And it takes people a while to understand that what God has for you is for you.
That's correct.
Amen.
Same thing.
Right.
You may not have the same thing for the both of us. The
mm-hmm.
result will be our desires are fulfilled, but just like with children, one child may want something from a parent, and it might be, hey, Mom or Dad, can I get $100 for whatever? Another child may still want that $100, but rather than ask, they may show out or throw a tantrum. Now, mind you, both want the $100, but they ask in different ways, and I only
mm-hmm.
say that because that's how our relationship is with the Creator. Everybody's relationship is tailored for you and the Creator.
Amen. But one of the things we have to understand, because I just want to bring it in a little bit, because when you say Creator, which you are 100% correct about, once again, when you say it that way, what happens is people still looking for that man in the sky. You understand what I mean? And so we have to understand when we talk about that difference, that what is for you is for you and what is for me is for me. It's because it's the God in me that is working for what is for me. And it's the
mm-hmm.
God in you that is working for what is for you.
Okay.
And the analogy that you use is great, because we have to understand that we do want the same things, but we also want them in different ways. And so it's how you go about getting it. Because once again, it is you. It is not no man up in the sky granting you these desires. It is the God within you. It is you in communication with God through just your thoughts. Because you don't have to speak for God to know what it is that you want. And this is why it is said that God knows what you want before you know it, because what you want, it flows up through you. And as it flows up through you, guess what it's got to pass by?
Your spirit.
That spirit that dwells in you. So before you even know it, he knows it. Mm-hmm. And it's not because he sits high and looks low. It's because he is right there. And so this is why we have to understand just who we are. And we fail to be able to accept that. We don't believe it. We think that we are set up, that one day we're going to have judgment. We're having our judgment right now. I say, do we think we're going to have a review? Yes, we'll have a review of our life. We'll have a review of our life to see some of the things that we did and some of the things that we should have done. But it still does not change anything. But we've been conditioned to believe. Go ahead, my brother.
Oh, you're right on that conditioning to believe, because think about this. If we truly understand that before there was anything, there was God.
Mm-hmm.
When there will be nothing, there will still be God. So if
Amen.
We understand
mm-hmm.
that our life, and again, predestined is a bit of a hard word, but again, God already knows my tomorrow, and I haven't even went to sleep yet. So
Amen.
If he understands me in that manner, why do I need a review? When he breathed that breath into me, my book was already written. I'm just going to live out the pages.
Well, let me say this to you, though. Your book wasn't written. What was written about your book is in the final chapter. You will return to from which you came. And your job here now is to create whatever it is that you want. See, and the misconception just about what you said, and I understand what you mean, but the misconception is people think that things have already just been set up. No, it's only what you make it to be. So the predestined part is just the fact that we are returning from which we came, and that is the spirit is returning back to which it came. But what the problem is we look at ourselves in the physical form and think that that's who we are. And that's not who we are. The body is a temple that houses the Spirit of God.
Amen. Okay.
And this house that I live in is not my home, per se. It's where I dwell. What was that, my brother?
I said, talk to him. Talk to
him.
I understand, but the only reason why I'm saying that today is because it ties in when you say things as such as predestined. And to be the only thing that is predestined about any of our lives is that we are returning. Now, when we say what is for me, it's because whatever it is for me that I desire, it is for me, and you can't take it away from me. The only person that can take it away from me is me. So when we say predestined, it's predestined because I have made up my mind, and I am steadfast on this is what I am creating for me. Then it's for me. You can give me something, but For me, you could give me something and you could take it away. But what it is that I'm giving myself, you can't take that away. It's not predestined because I could change my mind anytime I want. That's what the free will is. I can change from whatever I want. And if everything was predestined, then it would really be no need for us to even try to live out this thing called life. And if we were, then if everything were predestined, then God truly would not be able to be God. And because what we have to understand is God in us is what truly allows him to be God. It's one thing to be God, but it's another thing to know that you're God. If I've got all the money in the world, it does me no good if I can't spend it. So you could call me rich if you want, but if I can't spend it or do anything, am I really rich? In order for me to be rich with the money that I have to be able to go out and do whatever it is I want with that money. And that's the same way it is with God. In order for God to really feel and be able to see just how magnificent he is inside of each and every one of us. And we all have the opportunity to create. And every time we create and do things, it's God feeling his magnificence. And this is why we got to stop looking at other people and thinking that they're so far off track and they're away from God, because they're not. Because anything that you do, it is because of the creation ability within you.
Amen.
Okay.
So we've got to understand that everything. And now most of us have got a little education. Some got a little bit more than others. Some can understand things a little bit better than others. But everything means what?
Everything.
Everything. And the word tells us that when God created all of this, everything he created was what?
Good.
So if it was good... If everything he created was good, then where's the issue at?
People think,
you know what I mean? How all of a sudden now it ain't? How all of a sudden the rules changed?
Well, see, that's where they like to bring up the free will. And I think that word or that concept, free will, is so far from what actual free will is, that it would shock them to uncover the truth. Again, free will, if we understand that before you take your first breath, as the messenger teaches, your last breath has already been accounted for. And in that last breath, that's when the Creator takes his spirit back. So, and I like how you put that, that what is predestined is when you come here, you're going back from which you came. That's the predestined part, but the part that's in the middle, that's where we get to create. We get to create then. We get to satisfy ourselves in whatever means or matter. And this is why when we think about again that concept of free will, as I think about it, we study more on it. Free will. You will never have the free will, I think, to go against the Creator. I don't think your free will extends to that point. If you understand what it means to make your best life. If you understand, as the messenger teaches, get away from that right and wrong. Let's talk about consequences. So if you understand that, then you understand that free will, God is not going to give you the ability to ruin him.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. You can do a lot of things and pay for things in this body, but when it's all said and done, that special part of you, that heavenly part of you, remains just as pure.
That's correct.
The day before you were born.
And what we have to also understand is there is nothing that you can do. You could think of the worst thing in the world, and it's nothing that is going to offend God. Because the worst thing in the world, you have to understand that that is a part of God as well. There is nothing that is not a part of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness.
That's right. Amen.
And the fullness, doesn't that include what we consider good and what we consider bad? We have to understand, if what we consider bad was not there, how would we know what good is? So it's all part of the circle. It's all part of who we are and what we are. But because we have decided that we're going to take control and we're going to be God and we're going to tell God what it is that he wants when he already set this thing in motion, this is why we go through what we go through, because instead of just living this life to the best that you can, we're dictating and trying to get people to come to know somebody that does not exist. We think that we are separate from God, even though he said, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So why do we feel that we've got to go and kneel and pray and ask for forgiveness and get baptized and do all of this and that to get closer to God? You can't get any closer to him. You just need to come to know him. Know him that he is inside of you. And that's how you get closer to him. But physically, per se, you can't get any closer than you are.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll be closer than a mother. I'll be closer than a brother, than a father, because I am you. And when we really, 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 really get into this stuff, you will understand that not only is God part of you, but so am I. And you are part of me. Love ye one another as yourself. That's important for us to... What's that, my brother?
Oh. I'm sorry, but it's so funny because when you hear those words, we hear those words, but the teaching behind those words are designed to draw you closer to Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right,
not
yes.
The creator.
Right.
And not the creator. And so, again, here we have the words, and we always say, most of what's in the Bible don't add up. But again, even from the outset, we do understand that there's some things in there that it is our teachings that are real from God. Some of what, and anytime you pass a story down, a story is only a good story when some of it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So there are true excerpts in there. So when you say, what religion has done, is instead of taking that powerful teaching and use it to teach you to get closer to God, they still is designed to run you through Jesus. And then Jesus is your intercessor. Does that make sense?
But, yes, it makes sense. But still, even Jesus told him that me and the Father are one. So, once again, they're using that theory, but even Jesus tried to correct them. Me and the Father are one. So even though you think you're coming through me, you're still going through the Father because there is no other place to go. And that Father is within you. This is why Jesus was so easily to call us his brothers and sisters, because we are all one.
Hey, and on that note, we've got 30 seconds left, so we was in Gethsemane, I've been bringing you a glass of water.
Yes, yeah, brother, yeah, because it get good to me, you know, when I understand the goodness and what it is that we can do. It get good to me, and sometimes, you know, I've got to think about this time because it get me all going. And I end up staying up a little later than I want to. But he takes care of that. He makes sure I get up in the morning.
Right.
When I see Jesus, all of my trials, will be over. When I see Jesus,
good night, and
amen.
Look forward to Saturday night and continue our topic, man. Again, be the best you can. That's all. And that, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't have my glasses. Be the best you can, that all will see your light shine and glorify the Creator. Again, let's try to live our best life, and let our best life motivate somebody else's best life, so they get on the track that we're on, understanding we are godly people, and we want to move and act as such, however such is to you. Hey, good night, podcast audience. See you on Saturday night.
Good night.
Okay,
love you all. Have a safe trip.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Baby.